This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to tonight's Halacha Shir. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Tetzaveh. And of course, that focuses on the Kohen, the Begadim, the Big Day Kohuna. And it's an opportune time to talk about something which is not so well known, the mitzvah of the Kiddushtoi, to honor a Kohen. Now, I know the handout is long, but we won't get through all of it, and perhaps we'll have to make a part two at some point. There are other aspects to discuss, but let's see what we can do. If you're listening online, please email me at j.golka@gmail.com, and I'll, Mitz Hashem, send you the handout. So, there is a mitzvah of the Kiddushtoi, Pasuk in Parshas Emor, to honor the Kohen. There is a machlokas if this mitzvah is deraisa or drabonon. The Magen Avraham is of the opinion that it's actually a deraisa. So every time you honor the Kohen, you let him go first, you give him the first portion, you get ask him to bench, whatever it may be, that is the fulfillment of a mitzvah of the Kiddushtoi, which according to many is a mitzvah deraisa. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Haim Simon Reish Aleph, which is perhaps the most well-known application of this halacha, that the mitzvah is, and the practice, of course, is to be mechabed the Kohen, that he gets the first aliyah at for Kriyas HaTorah. So you go to Shul Shabbos morning, an application of the Kiddushto is to get the Kohen gets the first aliyah. Lo yaktim chochem Yisrael the Kohen, etc., etc. Now, says the Mishnah Berurah there in Sifkot Yud Gimel, the Kriyas HaTorah, that's one aspect of it to honor him with Kriyas HaTorah. To make the first bracha in the Suda. So if a group of people are sitting together, who makes Hamotzi? The Kohen. Birchas Hamotzi, Birchas Hamazon. We'll see an exception later on, but that's one of the application of it. V'chein lahotzi b'kiddush. If you've got a group of people together and one person is making Kiddush, the Kohen should go first. The V'kiddush to l'chol dov v'shebikdusha. Any matter of Kiddusha, Kiddush, Birchas Hamazon, Kriyas HaTorah, whatever it may be, the Kohen comes first. For Kosva Poskim, the Bichlal Lifteach Rishon Ulios Rosh Hamadabrim, included in that is to speak first. If you've got some sort of gathering and there are a few speakers, who gets to speak first? Again, the Kohen. Bechol Kibbutz Am Lidresh Techil of Wadim Yeshiva Sidah Bebereish, etc., etc. Now, what about a Levi? What about a Levi? Is there a mitzvah to honor a Levi? Is it just a Kohen? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Aleph Sifkot Yud Gimel, Toiv lahakdim gamkein, sorry, halevi gamkein Yisrael. It's good to give a priority, precedence to a levi over Yisrael. Imhem shavin b'chochma, if they are of equal stature in learning. Birchas hamazon, of hamoitzi, v'chein benesina sastoka, v'makdimin or so, if you're going to distribute funds, you should give the levi before the Yisrael, etc. The Aruch HaShulchan, also in Reish Aleph in Sif Dalet, says, v'lelevi ein din kadima. There actually is no din kadima, there is no precedence for the Levi over the Yisrael, and the prevailing custom is that the Levi does not take precedence over the Yisrael, and the Kiddushto is something unique for a Kohen. Can he be Moichel? What if he doesn't want to make Kiddush, he doesn't want to speak first? Can he forego that honor? So the Mishnah Berurah says in Reish Aleph, Sifkot Yud Gimel, Mikol Makom Makayin Reitze Lachal Kovod La'acher, if he wants to pass on the honor to somebody else, then he is entitled to do so. The only exception is Kriyas HaTorah. That's when he should not be moichel. In other words, if a Kohen gets called up, or if there is a Shabbos morning or Shabbos afternoon, Monday, Thursday, the Kohen has to go first. Now, why is that? Why is it that in all other areas, the Kohen can be moichel, and he can say, no, I'm not going to bench, I'm not going to lead the Zimun, I'm not going to be the one making Kiddush, but he can do that. Rishai. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, he should not. Why is that? So if you turn over the page in Simon Kuf Lamet Hey in Sifkot and Tes, the Mishnah Berurah says this, Kohen Kora B'Torah Rishon. The Kohen gets the first Aliyah. Tichsiv V'Kiddushtoi. Like I mentioned, the Pasuk in Emor. V'Kiblu Chazal, Sherot Salom L'Chol Dov V'Shebikdusha. That applies to any matter of holiness of Kedusha, Liftach B'Rishon, V'Levarich B'Rishon, V'Litl Moni Yofa Rishon. Even when you're serving a meal, the Kohen should get the first portion. But if the Kohen wants to give cover to somebody else, to his Rebbe, or the Misha Golden Men or Harshus Biyado, but when it comes to laning in the shul, Tiknu Chazal instituted that there should be a specific order. Kohen goes first, then the Levi, then the Yisrael. So for matters of peace. She'en ha'kohen v'ha'levi yechoyden limchol. They cannot forego that honor. They can't be moichel. And the dafka kohen k'rishon v'achrov levi v'achrov Yisrael. K'dei she'lo yoveh ha'dov v'lidei machlekes. It shouldn't come to a machlekes. What's the machlekes? She'kol echod yoma ani gadol v'ekrishon. That each person can say, hey, I'm the greatest here, and I should go first. And to avoid that scenario, there is long established rule that the Kohen goes first, then the Levi, and then you call up the Yisraelim. The Shatzian, of course, authored by the Mishnah Berurah as well, by the Chofetz Chaim, says this, Hine b'gemara nizkar, the Beis HaKnesses. The Mishnah Berurah is quoting the Lashon of the Gemara, which says that this applies in the Beis HaKnesses. So the discussion in the Shatzian is, what about an outside of the Beis HaKnesses? Let's say you've got a small minion of 10 people, let's say, in a house, and they're making a minion for Shabbos Mincha, a street minion. So you could argue, well, there's only 10, 12, 15 people, it's a small minion, you're not going to get to much machlokas there. So maybe the Kohen can be moichel, he gets every week after all, and then maybe he can offer somebody else. And the conclusion of the Shatzian is that it applies in all places, even though the Svara is more appropriate and lends itself more to a large Beis HaKnesses, a large shul scenario, but still it's across the board and one should always let the Kohen and Levi get first when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah. Now, one another interesting exception is Hamotzi. Take a look at the next box in paragraph 6. The Shulchan Aruch says in Simon Kuf Samach Zayin in Sifu Dalet, Im HaMesubim Rabim Godel Shebekulim Boitzea. Imagine you've got a large gathering and the Godel Shebekulim, the greatest of the person there, should make Hamotzi. And then there are different variations that the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramos speak about. But then the Shulchan Aruch continues, V'im yeshim mohem balabayis. If the balabayis is there amongst those gathered, let's say that he's invited a lot of people or a number of people, he should be the one who botseya. V'afilim hareach godl. Even if this balabayis has got a very important guest, the balabayis should be the one to make hamotzi. Now, why is that? Of all, the only exception is Kriyas HaTorah and Birchas HaMotzi. Why should, and the Mishnah Berurah says, by the way, for who koded afilu l'kohen v'talmid chacham. So even if you've got a balabos and there is a kohen at the table, you can offer him to make kiddush. You can offer him to lead Birchas HaMotzi, to do the zimun, to get the first course, the first person is served. But when it comes to Birchas HaMotzi, the balabai should do it. Why is that? Says the Mishnah Berurah, an amazing reason. So that he should serve, the balabais should serve a generous portion. If you give a guest to make hamotzi, chances are he's not the host, it's not his challah, and therefore the likelihood is he'll cut a more, you know, sort of a less generous piece of challah. If the balabais is making hamotzi, he will feel comfortable to cut all his guests large pieces of challah, which will enhance their own Shabbos. I'm reminded of the time I remember a friend of mine was once on a diet. We know that Shabbos is always the toughest time for any diet. And well, I don't know what diet he was on, but he was on a diet that he was allowed one slice of challah per Shabbos meal. And I remember he said to me, you should have seen the slice of challah that I gave myself. So I guess the balabos, Chazal knew this, the balabos will cut the generous piece of challah. Now, there isn't time tonight, but another important aspect of this topic is using the services of a Kohen. That's a whole big parasha, whether you can do that or not, how that works. Can you use the services of a Kohen for mundane things? Because does it violate a Dovah Shebikdusha, the Kiddushto? So maybe that we'll revisit. But in short, when is it permitted to use the services of a Kohen? There could be a difference if the Kohen receives payment for it. Then, you know, or some sort of pleasure he gets as a result of it, then if that could be acceptable. Interestingly, by the way, if a Kohen marries a Grusha, which of course he's not allowed to do, if he marries a divorcee, then he forfeits the privileges that we've been speaking about, that he shouldn't be offered the first, the opportunity to bench, make kiddush, or whatever it may be. There is debate regarding a child Kohen. Do you have to give him that? The Mishnah Berurah says, I'm in paragraph 8, Das Hamogen Avram, She'elon Mechuyev Mikroise. We haven't got a chiyuv to call him up. The mitzvah said the kiddush to learn emar al kohen katan. The mitzvah said the kiddush does not apply to a child kohen. Toksiv kiim lechem elokecha hu makriv for katan nav bar avodahi. And the katan is not a bar avodah. For chen noagin biyomenu shekshein besakneses kohen shuben yudgim oshana kohen yisrob makom kohen vafilu yeshim katan. And therefore the minhag is nowadays if there is a junior katan in shul but he's not yet bar mitzvah, and all the rest of the people are Yisraelim, we would call up a Yisrael and we would not call up a junior Kohen. And the Sha'al Tzion says that in the Chidushim of the Rebbe Akiva Eiger, he challenges this. He says, because after all, a Baal Mum, mitzvah lekacho, even though he doesn't get a part of the pie, can't do the avoda. But that is the discussion, and the prevalent custom is there is debate regarding the Sha'al Kohen, but it seems that there isn't a mitzvah of a Kiddushah, certainly according to the Magen Avraham. Why is it that it's not so well known? Why is it that if you ask people, you know, around, is there a mitzvah to honor the Kohen that, in the way we've described? Well, possible reasons for leniencies nowadays are two. Number one, the Taz, in Simon Kuf Kafches, Sikot Nama Tes, this is paragraph 9 in box number 1, the Taz says, Maisa b'kohen sheyotzuk mayim alidei Rabbeinu Tam. One time, the great Rabbeinu Tam, one of the Baalei Tosfos, the grandson of Rashi, was he got a Kohen to pour water over his hands. And Hiksha Talmud Echod Hoshanina B'Yerushalmi Yishtamesh B'Kohen Harizeh Mo'al. That if you use the services of a Kohen, that's considered like Me'ila. You've trespassed things in the Beit HaMikdash. So you're using something which is holy and you're sort of, you're reducing it. So it's Me'ila, trespass. V'heishi Rabbeinu Tam, and Rabbeinu Tam answered, and he said, Ein Kedusha Bizman Hazeh. There is no kedusha nowadays. The kaimlon big day haleim kedusha aleim viloilo. When do they have their kedusha? When they're wearing the big day kahuna, as set out in this week's parasha. But if there is no base hamigdash and they're not wearing their big day kahuna, then says Rabbeinu Tam does not apply. And the Magen Avraham, interestingly, in Siman Reish Aleph Sif Katan Dalet and Hey, he says another possible leniency. Why is it that nowadays people don't always do that when you serve a meal? Not everyone remembers to serve the Kohen first to make sure that he speaks first at any particular occasion or all the other honors that he gets. And says the Magen Avraham, one should be careful about this because after all, it's a deraisa. Says the Magen Avraham, it could be that we're not absolutely sure that the Kohanim that we know are Kohanim are actually Kohanim. How do we know that the guy who stands up in Shul and Duchens is absolutely a Kohen? So, therefore, we have a chazaka, we presume, and that's good enough nowadays. But unless you know for sure, then perhaps it could be another reason why we're lenient nowadays. However, the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan both reject that. Look at the last box, please. The Mishnah Berurah says, Sorechin lomay nisoran achshav lahagdim l'koyen l'chol min hanimili, v'ayin shem, saying he's quoting the Magen Avraham, v'ayin shom shem etzadid limso ksas tam l'minog, v'mikol mokum l'chatchila b'vada yesh l'zoha b'zeh. Even though some people try and find leniences, nevertheless, one should be very careful and honor the Kohen. And the Aruch HaShulchan takes it even further. He says, the last line on the page, he's quoting the Magen Avraham, that maybe some people say that it doesn't apply nowadays because we're not certain about the yichus, that the Kohen is actually a Kohen. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, chas v'shalom, you should say this, lahatzel dofi b'kedushas kohanim, to start questioning the veracity, the authenticity of a Kohen. And therefore, one should certainly try and be machmir. And as I said, being mekayim, the mitzvah of the kiddushah, according to many, is a mitzvah to say deraisa, to honor the Kohen in various ways, as I've described.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.